What I found was that over and over again, around about 1500 BC, various cultures throughout the world suddenly seem to have, after living quite peacefully, relatively peacefully for centuries, suddenly became very warlike and aggressive. And I thought, this can't be a coincidence. It was happening to the pre-Olmec people of Mexico and Central America. It was happening to the ancient Chinese. It happened in the Indus Valley of India. It happened in the Middle East. The whole of the Middle East suddenly erupted into warfare around that time. And the people that built Stonehenge in Britain, they suddenly, well, basically just wiped themselves out in a mass frenzy of aggression. So I thought, hold on, what's going on around about 1500 BC?
Graham, when people, historians, have gone back and collected old data, old records, do you believe that the people of those eras, the ancients now, saw these celestial events and thought of them in a very spiritual way? You know, they see a shooting star and they think it's an angel or something like that. And like this comet, something they think happened and they make a spiritual assumption?
Very much so. As I'll obviously be talking more about over the next couple of hours, at the same time as this aggression suddenly began around the world and erupted for a period of a couple of decades in 3,500 years ago, at the very same time, cultures throughout the world recorded a new celestial body, a new star, some of them call it, that appeared in the sky. And they represented it as a disc on tomb paintings and on illustrations on temples, and it had lines coming out underneath it that seemed to have represented the tail of a comet or multi-tail of a comet. And this was we know it was a comet because the one people that did record quite elaborate details of astronomical events were the ancient Chinese, and they recorded that a comet did appear at this time. And so we know what the other cultures throughout the world were representing as this star or winged disc with lines beneath it, as this comet that appeared. Well, obviously, if a great big new celestial phenomena appears, the people are going to think there's something particularly unusual going on. But what was particularly interesting is because this one was so large, many cultures throughout the world suddenly began to establish new religions that were worshipping gods that were represented by this comet. And in China, for example, the comet, because it was followed by a period of aggression and warfare, from then on, the ancient Chinese began to associate comets as omens of warfare. So without going into too much detail, yes, comets and other celestial phenomena were either considered omens of some kind, prophecies of future events, or as the appearance of gods.
Graham has put his investigative work into this stunning book called The End of Eden, which, of course, is what we're talking about tonight. Now, this comet is not the one that Velikovsky is the one who said that eventually became Venus, is it?
No, not at all. That's something completely different. I've only briefly studied Velikovsky's work, and it may be that around the same time something else was happening, but whatever Velikovsky wrote about is very different from this. This comet is an icy snowball, if you like. It's a rocky and icy piece of junk that flies around the solar system, but they're only around about a few miles across at the largest, whereas the thing that created Venus has to have been a huge asteroid or something. It's a very totally different thing.
Well, 3,500 years ago, you say something very strange happened, very suddenly, almost without warning. Now, in most cases, comets, we see them coming. They did not have the luxury of telescopes in that era. How suddenly do you believe this occurred, Graham?
Well, from the Chinese records, we and also the ancient Egyptians mention it, but they don't know that it's a comet. The ancient Chinese didn't know exactly what it was, but they realized that these things continued to appear every so often, and they must have been traveling out into space and then coming back towards the Earth. The ancient Egyptians didn't know what they were at all. The ancient Egyptian records record that suddenly a huge disk of light appeared in the sky and just got larger and larger over a period of a few weeks until it was much, much larger than the size of the full moon. And the ancient Chinese recorded that suddenly there was this speck of light in the sky, brighter than any other star, that got brighter and brighter until it was, they describe it as being around about 8 times the size of the full moon, and then that below it shone an array of 10 bright tails that they called hair. It's interesting enough that the word for, in Japanese, for example, the word for hair, kami, is the same for the word for God. And in ancient China, which the Japanese took a lot of their culture from, the idea that comets are called stars with hair, and the idea of hair and God being somehow associated with one another. In other words, when a star appears which has hair, in other words, tails, then it is in a particularly important time. And in other words, basically the Chinese said that over a period of about a month, this little star suddenly grew to the size, 8 times the size of the full moon, and there was what they describe as hair radiating out beneath it to the horizon. That would be pretty scary for people who had never seen anything like that before.
Well, eight times the size of the moon, you know, from a distance, the moon looks like maybe a dime, a U.S. dime currency. You multiply that 8 times. That's pretty good size, Graham.
Well, when you realize that comets range from a few hundred meters across to 20 miles, perhaps, in some cases, although Halley's Comet is, I think, I haven't got the exact figures at my fingertips here, but you get a comet of about 10 miles across. I think Halley's Comet is probably around about that size. It's a normal-sized comet. Please don't phone in and criticize me if it is a lot smaller than that. But what I'm trying to say is that anything anywhere between a mile and 20 miles across that appears 8 times the size of the full moon is going to be very, very close indeed. In other words, the comet that appeared in around about 1500 BC was a very, very near miss. And if something the size of a comet hit the Earth, well, basically it is thought that something about that size, although it might have been an asteroid, but the effect would have been pretty much the same, wiped out the dinosaurs.